students, and welcome to the subject of social entrepreneurship. I am Yasmin Bala, a CSR professional, and have completed my post-graduation in development management. I will walk you through the topic of social entrepreneurship based on a book developed by Mr. Bendre on behalf of the Wellinger Institute of Management and Research. We will begin with Chapter 1, that is, the basic concepts of social entrepreneurship. In this chapter, we will first learn of who is an entrepreneur and the objectives of an entrepreneur. We will then move on that after having learned of an entrepreneur, who then is a social entrepreneur, and a brief history of social entrepreneurship in India and globally. We will then have some definitions of social entrepreneurship and some crazy social entrepreneurs of our time. We will move on to the core of social entrepreneurship and also learn the difference about charity and social entrepreneurship in this chapter. Finally, we will see briefly how to become a social entrepreneurship company and also learn about the millennials and Generation Y and what they think of social entrepreneurship. So let's begin with some definitions of an entrepreneur. Peter Drucker has said, "The entrepreneur always searches for change, responds to it, and exploits it as an opportunity." According to Jay Shumter, the word entrepreneur originates from the 17th century French word, entrepreneur, which refers to individuals who undertook the risk of creating a new enterprise. Whereas, as per the Webster Dictionary, an entrepreneur is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or an enterprise. Let us see two more examples. As per Irish economist Richard Cantillon, an entrepreneur is someone who takes the risk of running an enterprise by paying a certain price for securing and using resources to make a product and reselling the product for an uncertain price. Finally, as per J.A. Timmins, entrepreneurship is a process of creating and seizing an opportunity and pursuing it regardless of the resources currently controlled. In simple words, therefore, an entrepreneur is somebody who sees an unfulfilled need or an opportunity in his surroundings and goes on to build a business around it. In the present scenario, the definition of entrepreneurship includes more than the creation of an enterprise. It also includes the generation and implementation of an idea. So, having seen the definition of an entrepreneur, let us now learn the objectives of an entrepreneur. The first basic objective of an entrepreneur or of any business or of any enterprise is survival. That is to survive. And for survival, a business needs to have sufficient sources of finance, that is your cash, and a viable business model. Having achieved this, the next objective of an entrepreneur will be obviously profit. So profit is the next most important financial objective for a new business. And it's not only profit that is important, it has to be a sustainable profit. That is, profit is generated continuously over a period of time. And to make a sustainable profit, a new business needs to be able to add value and also be able to sell into a large enough market. Having achieved the first two objectives, the third objective of an entrepreneur would be the creation of personal wealth. Some entrepreneurs aim to build a valuable business that can substantially increase their personal wealth because they are not satisfied with only earning an adequate income and would like to generate wealth not only for themselves but also for their family. So, having seen who is an entrepreneur, now let us understand who is a social entrepreneur. Is there a difference between the two? What is the history of social entrepreneurship? and also learn about some definitions of social entrepreneurship. So this is how the idea of social entrepreneurship was developed. Many people were brought up by their parents and teachers, inculcating in them the culture of taking care of people, helping others, and doing good by providing low-cost services. The care that their families took in helping others had a significant effect on them and their understanding of what it means to do good business. That is, instead of just profit maximization, a business can be organized around a combination of social good and earning profits. So now, let us see the history of social entrepreneurs. Social entrepreneurship may be a relatively new term, but its usage can be found throughout history, through many entrepreneurs who established social enterprises to eliminate social problems or bring positive changes in our society. Here are some examples of the notable social entrepreneurs. They were entrepreneurs in the 19th and the 20th centuries who made efforts to eradicate the social evils around them. The first person who comes to mind is Vinoba Bhave, the founder of India's land gift movement. We also know about Robert Owen, who was the founder of the cooperative movement in the world. And who has not heard of Florence Nightingale, the founder of the first nursing school and developer of modern nursing practices. These social entrepreneurs founded organizations much before the concept of social entrepreneurship was used in management. Apart from them, there are many other societies and organizations that have worked for child rights, women empowerment, environment, etc., and many other social issues. In recent times also, we have very many notable social entrepreneurs. The first person who comes to mind in the modern world is Muhammad Yunus, the founder of Grameen Bank and a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize for his work on microfinance and microcredit to the poorest of poor in Bangladesh, bringing about a transformative difference in the lives of these people and their families. We also have Bill Drayton, the founder of Ashoka, the innovators for the public. We know Jyotindranath Youth, founder of the Youth United Foundation, and Ramkrishna and Smita Ram, the founders of Ramdi. We will learn more about these people and their enterprises in our subsequent chapters. We have some more examples of social entrepreneurs like Vikram Akula of SKS Microfinance, Andrew Mawson Bromley of Bow Centre in East London, and Nick Redder, founder of Roots.com. In fact, now social entrepreneurship is being pursued by many big brands and companies. They are adopting the concept of social entrepreneurship and trying to address the issues in our society by building social businesses like schools in remote areas, educating women on family planning, and establishing plans for waste treatment, etc. They realize that social businesses and for-profit businesses now need to go hand in hand. To understand the concept of social entrepreneurship, let us see the example of an early social entrepreneur, of Henri Dunant. He is Henri Dunant, a Swiss businessman and a social activist and the founder of International Red Cross. He is a businessman who created an organization with a radically new idea nearly 150 years ago. He organized the civilian population, especially the women and girls, to provide assistance to the injured and the sick soldiers on the battlefield without regard to their side in the conflict. He said and believed that we must care for people unconditionally, and the only way to do this is to create a neutral private organization. He received the first Nobel Peace Prize in 1901 as a result of his vision and action. He is one of the first social entrepreneurs, and even today, around 100 million people work for his organization. Having learnt about social entrepreneurs, let us now see what is the difference between a social entrepreneur versus a business entrepreneur. Is there really a difference, or are they one and the same? So while a business entrepreneur typically measures performance in profit and return, a social entrepreneur assesses success in terms of the impact he or she has on society. And therefore, a social entrepreneur makes a business out of a social problem and uses entrepreneurial principles to organize, create, and manage a venture to make a social change. So the basic difference between a business entrepreneur and a social entrepreneur is the social idea. That is, the social entrepreneur will only work on those ideas and create a social enterprise of only that business which is going to have a positive impact on the society or the communities in which he works. So a social enterprise is like any other business, charging at market rates and generating profits. But the difference is in the way that profit is used. And that is, in social enterprise, profits are used to create and fulfill social missions. Social entrepreneurship, therefore, is ideal for civil society organizations who want to reduce their dependence on the donor systems. That is, they do not want to depend on any other donor organization for their funds, and therefore, they want greater freedom in their financial operations. So what then is social entrepreneurship? Well, social entrepreneurship applies practical, innovative, sustainable approaches to benefit society with an emphasis on the marginalized and the socio-economically disadvantaged people. Starting a social enterprise is a challenge for all those for whom profit is not the only goal, and who want a job that makes sense and has a social purpose. So how do social entrepreneurs start off? They ask crazy what-if questions. We have had entrepreneurs who asked, what if we could get medication to any corner of the world where a bottle of Coke is available? So he or she has likened getting medication to be as easy as getting a bottle of Coke. And is that possible? Another social entrepreneur has asked, what if we could speed up malaria diagnosis by hundreds of times? One social entrepreneur has gone on to ask that why can't we build a world of more tolerance, understanding and trust between people by arranging for people to stay overnight at each other's place? Somebody asked, what if we stop treating millions of street children as victims and instead come up with mobile schools that teach them directly on the streets? Someone else went on to ask, what if we use the talents of the blind to detect breast cancer? Or what if people with autism who are incredibly good at quality testing in software development are utilized for these jobs? Well, let us see all these crazy entrepreneurs. What are the questions they asked and how did they find solutions to them? This is Simon Berry. He saw a problem of 600,000 children dying every year because of a simple disease like diarrhea. And why? Because medication is not available where diarrhea exists. So he asked the question, what if we could get medication to any corner of the world where one can buy a bottle of Coke? He combined these two thoughts and he built a small container that fits exactly in the space between the Coke bottles in a casket. And his solution was inspired by the global distribution reach of Coca-Cola products. and thus Simon Berry built a successful new model to bring life-saving over-the-counter medicines to these low-income communities in remote villages where Coke bottles were easily transported, but unfortunately not medicines. Miguel Luengo. He realized that to detect malaria parasites in an individual, one needs specialists who have to look at the blood samples under a microscope, and obviously these specialists are very few. So he asked, what if we could speed up the malaria diagnosis by hundreds of times? Why don't we do what NASA does when they put space images to the web and ask people to look for the planet? And this is the solution he found. He pushed the images of blood samples and turned them into a mobile game. Can you believe that? Because you heard that right. He turned finding the images of blood samples or reading the images of blood samples into a mobile game. So instead of shooting aliens, one shoots malaria parasites on an image. And at the same time, one identifies malaria parasites in the body of an actual individual. Thus, one is able to fight malaria while playing a mobile game. Brilliant and a revolutionary idea and solution. He is Brian Chesky, and he was concerned with the building intolerance in the world. So he wondered, why can we not build more tolerance and understanding and trust between the people by getting everybody to stay overnight at everybody else's place? And in 1999, he came up with the idea of couch surfing and founded the organization in 2003. Well, he built it from the social side. But without people like him, he looked at it from the social side, there would not have been an Airbnb, which created 5 years after this organization was founded and turned his idea into a $25 billion business, which was a nightmare for the hotels. Arnold Ruskin. He saw a problem of nearly 100 million children in the world not having shelter. So he asked, what if we stop treating them as victims? And came up with the idea of creating mobile schools that teach these children directly on the streets. His solution created a company called Streetwise. And nowadays, companies like BASF and Nike book him and the children for corporate training sessions, because the companies realize that it is actually the street kids who can teach their employees a lot of critical business skills like resilience and positive focus in times of adversity. Frank Hoffman, a gynecologist from Germany. He asked, what if we use the talents of the blind to detect breast cancer? And therefore, he trained blind women to become medical examiners to detect breast cancer in women. A perfect win-win both for the organization and the women, because the tests got done cheaper and faster by the blind women, and they could also devote more time for the patients. And for the women, they got a job, they got a chance to earn a livelihood, and they got the chance to overcome the stigma of being blind and therefore worthless. Thorkelson of Denmark. He realized that autists are actually incredibly good at creating quality testing in software development, and they can do stuff that able people like you and me cannot do. So he asked if people with autism can be used and their talent be used to become consultants for businesses. He came up with a company, and his company now works with businesses like SAP. And therefore, he was able to turn a problem and a weakness into a competitive advantage. Bill Drayton, leading social entrepreneur. He believes social entrepreneurs are not just here to give a fish or to teach how to fish. They will not rest until they have revolutionized the fishing industry.